Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our words, our actions, and our thoughts. So does our world, so does the world. We hold the key inside of each of us. We do this each day. We transform ourselves a bit more each day, and in doing so, the whole world, till it accumulates. It seems to happen overnight. We do this when we come together in meditation to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 153. Life mirrors your perception. Expand your vision. Sharpen your focus. Life mirrors your perception. Expand your vision. Sharpen your focus. Recognize whatever you choose or however you choose to see what is happening to you is really a mirror of how you look at the world. Perception means take through. So imagine you're looking through the world through a looking glass, through binoculars, through a telescope. How you are aware of what's happening out there, regardless of what it is. Let's say it appears to be, as so many of us experience with the economic, we're told, decline and crisis, falling of the stock market, and all that stuff. If you see this, when you look through your looking glass, with all the insights that you have, you perceive it mentally as a horrible, bad thing, a time of loss and lack, then you will experience more loss and lack. Your pain will be greater. Your experience will be more difficult because you are seeing that. Now, we all experience the same thing to various degrees, but how you are perceiving it, taking it through inside. So you have this thing that happened outside, how you took it in, your belief about it, how you mentally put the pieces together. It's as if it has to travel from the physical area into your mental mind, and in that gap, transformation happens. Whatever happened, happened, but it's your perception of it that creates your response and what continues to happen from that, as if it's the fallout from that. Your awareness with your senses is what the word perception is about. And taking it through is how you take through the physical world or the non-physical world, how you take it through your senses, how you perceive it, grasp it mentally. Perception also, besides the physical senses, is also your insight and intuition. This knowledge. And so you have the opportunity when you perceive to not limit yourself to physically what appears to be happening. Notice I said the word appears to be happening because it's your perception. It's not what happened. It's your perception, your insight, how you choose to read it, to perceive it, to take it through, that becomes your reality. Not what others told you what happened. It's not what they said about how to feel about it. It's how you respond. Your awareness, using all of your senses to put it back into place. It's like you take the pieces out there, reconfigure them, taking them through your inner self, putting them back together, using all your senses, and most importantly, your higher awareness, this intuition, which, by the way, is even in the dictionary for the word perception. When you do all that, this becomes how you see it. Now, if you only use part of your awareness and not the other part, that's how you're going to see it. If you choose to only use the physical realm as if you can touch it, then you'll only perceive it on that level. But you have all of your senses to perceive, to put it together, to make sense of knowledge, to bring forth and create the knowledge from whatever happened. The awareness. We're told to expand your vision. Expand, meaning to spread out, increase in size, enlarge. Enlarge your vision, your way of seeing, the power of seeing, the mental image. So life mirrors, it reflects back. What happens outside of you is a reflection of what's happening inside of you, how you see the world. And so when things happen that don't go the way you thought they were supposed to go, you're not prepared for, even your worst nightmare, whatever that is, and the world seems to fall apart, it's how you perceive from the inside out and bring it through your own looking glass creates the real reality for you. And we're told, expand your vision. Be willing to see it from a broader perspective. Don't limit yourself to the five senses. Expand your perception. Spread it out. Enlarge it so you see it. You see it, the ability to foresee and perceive with a greater awareness. Using your imagination, this is vision, not to literally see what you see before you, but to envision and get the greater meaning, the bigger meaning of what is happening. So we're told to stop looking through things from a narrow perspective. Just seeing things literally as they appear to be. And so when the stock market crashed, things fell apart, there's all this unrest, unknown in the world, and in our world, and in your world, we're told not to look at it exactly as it appears to be, the narrow perspective. Don't be so willing to look at it, perhaps as you've always had, literally looking at it as it appears to be, and therefore seeing it potentially simply as loss, grief, pain, upset. We're told, expand your vision, spread it out, take a higher view, a wider view, see the bigger picture here, see the greater meaning here, see how your greater view will assist you during this time and allow you to make better choices, even in times of unrest. In essence, don't get caught up in the physical perception, the literal perception of what is happening. It's as almost as if you're asked to step back. You know, when you're looking at things straight on, whatever it is, a person, a picture, you only see what's exactly right in front of you. When you step back, you widen the view and you see more. So let's say you're looking at a person. When you step back, now you see the room that they're in. You step back further, you can see other things in the room. It's the same thing about life. Stop looking directly at the thing that, especially those things, that seem to bring you upset and feelings of insecurity and confusion. Allow yourself to step back, expand your vision, see the bigger picture. Don't get lost and stuck in that one spot. Pick yourself up, move, expand. Allow yourself to see the whole picture, more of the picture. And then we're told, sharpen your focus. That means you have the ability to adjust the focal distance so the image is clear. Sharpen your focus. Be willing to look at it with new eyes, clear eyes, seeing it more clearly than you did before. So when you step back, at first, again, it can be overwhelming. There's so much to look at. It's like you don't know what to look at. But when you look, step back and now revisit whatever it is, and you can see it more clearly, you make internal adjustments, you rise up from the emotional unrest you felt initially, and now you can see it more clearly. It makes sense, or you feel more secure about your next steps. This is a process we all go through. The only thing that's different for us is we may all go through it at different speeds. Not everyone gets to the last step because they haven't gone past the first step, literally seeing things as they appear to be. But the process is the same and available to all of us. Some people, because they choose to see it, or for whatever reason, their life experiences have brought them to this place to see things from a higher view almost as soon as they happen, they get through step number one quickly. Life mirrors your perception. They perceive it perhaps as a cup half full rather than empty when those, in quote, bad things happen. So they're more easily able to expand their vision and get quicker what's so good about this upset. Because you see, it's not about things being good or bad. They simply are. It's a human experience that makes us place it into this good or bad category and the various degrees. Life is simply life. It is. We, with our mental perception, our ego personality, we judge it good or bad. From a spiritual perspective, it is all good. And so the human person, the human part of you, needs to make sense of it. So we go through this process of expanding our vision to find out what's so good about it. And then we make this internal adjustment. And then we refocus on what happened, see it from this higher view, the view that says, this is something good, and there is a good and right way here, and there's a good and right purpose for me now. It's as if the light goes on, and the word focus means hearth, that all the rays of light come together so you can see clearly. So it's like the light goes on, and you have clear vision how to proceed, what it means. This is the process of higher vision that humans go through. From a spiritual perspective, for those of us who have evolved and we're all evolving, we may get it instantly. And some things you may seem to get instantly, and other things not, because you see, you have, in quote, passed the lessons on some things, and other things you're still learning about. You're still mastering. So depending on what things seem to, in quote, fall apart, how you respond to that, if you seem to be hit hard by it, emotionally going to seem to spiral down and out for a while till you get your footing, that may be one of your lessons to master. And yet other things that you go through and others go through that create upset, but you seem to just flow right through, you have mastered that lesson already. We all have different lessons to master in this lifetime. And so when that happens, that's an awareness for you as well, to really an opportunity to wake up to a higher view, to raise your awareness, your perception, so life can be easier and really filled with the grace that you're already given. So as you raise your awareness of how you respond, expand your vision, see it from a higher view, and then refocus by sharpening your focus on it. Ah, we breathe, we pause, we see, oh, this is what it's all about. Then we find our legs again, if you will. We can stand up tall and we can move forward instead of feeling like a deer caught in someone's spotlights and frozen in time, scared like you're stuck and can't move. We can let all that go and get back into the flow of things, flow of life, and your life begins to flow again. I speak from truth, dear ones. I know that when I have been through, in quote, difficult times, and I got caught up in seeing it, oh my God, type of mentality, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. And I can only literally see it there, and I did not see the blessing in it, then I received, oh my God, more oh my God moments. The world kept, my world kept throwing me one loop after another, one upset after another, one major challenge after another, one stress after another, because that was my, call it, sore spot, my weak spot, and that issue showed up really big, and life mirrored that for me, and I kept receiving more lessons in that regard until I found my way to see this seemingly bad thing is really a blessing. In so many ways, I may not even know yet. And that's what happens. Even though we find our legs to stand up on again, get grounded again, the full depth of what happened may not be revealed, or not just what happened, but the greater meaning about what happened may not be revealed till days, weeks, months, and years later. as you grow, as you allow yourself to open your awareness, your inner mind, as other experiences happen, sometimes similar but different experiences may happen, and you get to this lesson again, say, oh, then you go, it's not about that. It's about something in me that I have not mastered. I've got this issue about something that I have it, not the world, I do. So I've been given opportunity to expand my vision again, to perceive it from a higher view, to recognize the pattern, and don't go down that same wrong path again. Take a different path that allows you to see it from a better perspective, a higher perspective, from the perspective of higher truth, to see the blessing, what's so right, what's so good in the seeming falling apart and crisis of the moment. And then you see it from God's eyes, the best you can, with all the knowledge and insight that you have at that moment. Insight from experience, insight from your intuition. And that intuition voice, we're not always so willing to listen to. It may say, walk away, as I've been told many times, and yet I keep hanging in there for whatever reason to prove to myself, to prove to someone else, I can do this, it will work out, they can change. But the intuition was giving us higher guidance. We just didn't quite understand it. Walk away from love, dear one. Bless it. Know it's a blessing. You did your part. Learn what this is really about. Don't take it personal. Walk away. But see, the intuition just says, walk away. We probably didn't listen for all the rest. We probably didn't ask the next question about what, the how, and the when. So we got stuck for a while in our mental self, in the old beliefs. This is, if you will, almost a divine formula for going through new experiences that you're not ready for or prepared for, you don't think you are, whether they appear to be externally good or bad. Life mirrors your perception. Expand your vision. Sharpen your focus. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly. Expanding your breath. And with each breath, expand your view, this divine energy flowing in and out of you. Allow yourself to see all the light particles sparkling in the breath, in the air, like little crystals flowing in you. Pure, pure, bright light. Little grains, as if they were stardust, flowing in with every breath, bringing divine energy of love with all its purity inside. as you exhale, see all the stuff you no longer need, the energy that has been used and is ready to be transformed again, because energy is never lost, to be purified again, to be transmuted again, simply flowing out of you easily now. Focus on your breath. And as you see it, feel it flowing in and out. Aware of the rising and the falling of your chest. Allow yourself to expand your perception. Listen, feel, know deeper in the rising and falling of your chest. Being in tune with your heartbeat. Below the surface of the waves. And now, when you're ready, allow yourself to drop below these waves, to become one with your heartbeat, entering your inner cosmos within. Being drawn your heartbeat, to this light within you. Noticing the color within, the color of your inner cosmos, the color of your inner heaven. Feeling the love, as if you're stepping in to warm ocean water, here to embrace you, to fill you with the healing energy of divine love. Focusing on your heart, seeing this light, perhaps at the pinhole, perhaps at the swirling circle. Focus on the light, feeling the safety and security inside. Breathing into this light. And as you do, feel and see and know it is expanding now. Growing wider, growing brighter. Enlarging to receive you. Allow yourself to simply be one with this light, feeling the sense of coming home, being embraced by all the senses. I am home. Feeling it. smelling it, tasting it, hearing it, touching it. I am home. And in this space of oneness with your higher self, Mother, Father, God, and the wisdom of the universe, simply drop your question. What is it, dear one, that you don't seem to really get? What is it from now or some past time you'd like to understand the greater meaning of? Perhaps the next right step. What are you to do or say? What is it that you're not quite getting, that goes deeper than what it appears to be? What is this a lesson in? What is a lesson to master? Simply ask your question. What's so good about this experience? Allow your higher self, your angels, God herself, to bring you the wisdom you seek. What's so good about this? Thank your higher self. The words come through swiftly. Just a few words. You may go deeper and ask again from the information you received. Allow yourself to go to the next level. With an open heart, an open mind, no preconceptions about right answers. Being this child, curious, or simply allow the light and you to strengthen your bond. Feeling your oneness with universal intelligence. This intelligence that flows through you, filling you with the wisdom to see all things from a higher perspective. Now it's time to come back to live your everyday life with this higher new vision. Thank your higher self, your God self, your angels for this insight, for this deep connection, for the sense of security. as we began, we breathe. Long, deep breaths. Knowing this light is always here. Being aware again of the color inside as we breathe. Long, gentle, deep breaths. Aware of our oneness with the waves of the universe again, as we sense our chest rising and falling, floating up to the surface again. Breathing into our hearts, into our head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze them, gently waking up the body temple, breathing into your feet, squeezing them. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We hold the key inside of us of pure love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance. Choose carefully how you respond in your life, experience, expand your vision to the higher truth. Step back and know all is well under grace. I am grateful. Om, om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.